you're on the narrow way.
主啊，我们也求您带领我们真的明白，您的恩典，也带着我们在这窄路上，能够有喜乐和平安。
Thanks for bringing everyone together today, Lord.
也谢谢您带领我们每一个人今天能够聚集在这里。
Thanks for bringing some new ones with us, and thank you also for bringing John back to us.
那谢谢您带给我们一些新的朋友，也谢谢您带领军弟兄回来。
And we pray that you will help us and bless us now as we turn to the study of the Word of God.
也求您帮助我们，带领我们，当我们转向您的圣经学习的时候。
And we ask this in Jesus' name.
这样的祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, I believe that we're studying today in Acts chapter 13.
我们今天呢，应该是继续看《使徒行传》的十三章。
The Book of Acts, chapter 13.
使徒行传，新约《使徒行传》十三章。
I think we finished last time at the end of chapter 12, didn't we?
我们上次应该停在了十二章的最末尾。
So, chapter 13 is an interesting chapter because it is the beginning of Paul's missionary journey.
那十三章是一个很有意思的一章，因为它是保罗传道旅途的开始啊。
A missionary journey is the travels of people who go to another country to tell the people about the Lord Jesus.
那一个传道的旅程呢，是什么意思呢？就是他在旅行当中呢，告诉别人关于耶稣基督的救恩。
And so we're very, very thankful that people came to us from another country to tell us about the Lord Jesus.
我们也很高兴，比方说有人从其他的国家来到我们这里，来告诉我们关于耶稣基督的福音，这是非常好的事。
Our family come from the British Isles.
那我们的家庭呢是从英国来的哈。
And there were probably some missionaries who heard the gospel from the Apostle Paul who went all the way up to England and Scotland and Ireland and Wales and told the message there probably as early as the first or second century.
那我们这在网上的祖先呢，应该是有人从保罗的所传道的地方来的人那里听到过福音啊，可能会早到差不多一世纪、二世纪的时候。
We're not really sure when the gospel first came to China.
我们也不知道福音是最早什么时候传进中国的。
But there are some clues in the Chinese characters that suggest that the truth of the Bible was there way back when the Chinese language was reduced to writing.
那实际上从中文的汉字里哈，我们就看到很多的记号，能够让我们知道呢，福音的或者说圣经的内容呢，在很早很早开始有字的时候，就当时就是知道的，当时的人是知道这些事情。
So we're all very thankful that missionaries came to us.
所以我们非常高兴啊，这些传教士们可以来到我们中间。
So the question would be, how do missionaries get started, and what do they do once they decide they're going to be missionaries?
那问题就是，那传道士怎么开始的呢？他们应该做什么来决定自己要做这个事情？
So we're going to read the first three verses, and then we'll maybe skip some verses and pick up later on. But Acts chapter 13, verses 1 to 3.
我们先读一下一到三节，然后可能我会跳过几节，后面再来看。我们先看十三章的一到三节。
It says, well, we probably should do Chinese first. Excuse me.
那我们谁帮我们先用中文读一下，然后我们再来看英文。
在安提阿的教会中有几位先知和教师，就是巴拿巴和称呼尼杰的西面，古利奈人路球与分封之王西律同养马面并扫罗。他们侍奉主进食的时候，圣灵说要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我招他们所做的工。 于是进食祷告按手在他们头上就打发他们去了。
All right, let's try it then in English.
In the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers. Barnabas, Simeon called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off.
So, how did Paul and Barnabas, or Saul and Barnabas, get to be missionaries?
那保罗和巴拿巴，是怎么样成为，传教士的呢？
And the answer is, God sent them.
答案是神派了他们去。
Okay, and that's the way it should be with us in every work for God. We should believe that it is the Lord who sent us.
这在我们一切工作上，我们要一样的道理，我们要相信是神在差我们去的，才是正的。
So these five men, they probably were the elders in the church or the assembly at Antioch.
那这五个人哈，也许呢，就是安提阿教会的五个长老了。
And they were praying, they were worshiping the Lord. They were asking the Lord for wisdom and direction, and God said, Send Barnabas and Saul away to the work that I've called them to.
那所以当他们在祷告寻求神的旨意的时候呢，神就告诉他们啊，要差保罗和巴拿巴去做传道的工作。
Just a note to encourage you that God's work is an international work.
那我要鼓励大家的是啊，就神的工作是一个国际性的工作。
So the first person listed here is Barnabas. Where did Barnabas come from?
那第一个人这里讲到的是巴拿巴。巴拿巴从哪里来呢？
Well, he was a Jew from the island of Cyprus in the Mediterranean Sea.
那他是个犹太人，是从塞浦路斯啊，在地中海中间的一个岛。
And the second man was Simeon called Niger.
第二个人呢是称呼尼杰的西面。
And the word Niger means black.
那西面的意思就是黑的意思。
And so he probably
尼杰的意思就是黑的意思。
He probably was a black man from Africa.
他也许是从非洲来的黑人。
And the third man was Lucius.Of Cyrene.
那第三个呢是古利奈人路求。
And Cyrene is on the southern shore of the Mediterranean Sea, somewhere in the land of somewhere near Libya or Algeria today, somewhere on the south side of the Mediterranean Sea, in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea.
那古利奈这个地方在哪里呢？是在地中海的南岸。地中海的南岸呢，其实就是非洲的北部。那它在哪呢？是在埃及的边上，就是今天的利比亚和尼日利亚的中间那个位置，但是是在地中海的沿岸，是在南边，地中海的南边。
And Manaen had been brought up with Herod, who was an Idumean. He wasn't a Jew, and we don't know where he was brought up.
那与分封之王希律同养的马念，这个希律是谁呢？希律就是在犹太做王的，但他不是犹太人，但他是在犹大地做分封王的。
And Saul was from Tarsus, which is a city on the north side or the north of the Mediterranean Sea.
那扫罗呢？也就是保罗，他是大树人啊。大树在哪？大树是在地中海的北岸。
So they were all of them.In the city of Antioch, but none of them, I think, were from Antioch.
那他们全都在这个城呢，叫安提阿。但是呢，他五个人没有一个是从安提阿来的，他都不是安提阿人。
Okay, so the message of the gospel then is not just for one little community, it's for the whole world. And God puts his messengers together from the whole world to tell all the rest of the world.
所以呢，神就把这些人从全世界各地哈带到一起来，其实神的信息呢也是全球性的。
So we're all here today in Vancouver.
比如说我们今天都是从各地但都来到了温哥华。
What do you think's going to happen in 10 years?
那你觉得十年之后会发生什么呢？
Well, I think some of us will have gone somewhere else to tell people about Jesus.
我猜呢，我们这里有些人呢，很可能又会从这里离开，去告诉其他人关于耶稣基督的福音。
That would be God's plan, wouldn't it?
这就是神的计划了。
So, that's what happened. They were praying, and they all said, Lord, what would you like me to do?
这就是发生的事，他们就在祷告，一起祷告，说神呢，你要让我们想要做什么呢？
And the Lord said, Saul and Barnabas, I want you now to go to be missionaries.
所以神就告诉他们，你要扫罗，也就是保罗、巴拿巴，你们现在要去开始传道了。
And for sake of time, we're just going to skip over some of the next verses. The first place they went to was Cyprus.
那我们先跳过下面的几节啊，我们来看一下第一个他们去的地方，其实是塞浦路斯。
So why do you think they went to Cyprus first?
那他们为什么要先到塞浦路斯去呢？
That was where Barnabas lived.
因为巴拿巴从那来的嘛。
So I think they said, well, if we're going to tell people about the Lord Jesus, we better start by going back to where I come from. Let's go to Cyprus.
所以他们讲，哎，那我们要真要去传福音，要不就从回我家乡塞浦路斯开始吧。
And then they went to a few other places. They ended up in Antioch of Pisidia.
那最后呢，他们又去了几个地方，又来到了一个哪呢？就是在安提阿的，比西底的安提阿。
Okay, so it's very interesting. They started from Antioch, and then they go to Antioch. Two different Antiochs.
所以他们是从一个安提阿出来的啊，又去了另一个也叫安提阿的地方。
Do you ever find the Bible confusing?
你们看见圣经有的时候会让你有点糊涂吧。
How many Johns are there in the Bible?
有多少个约翰在圣经里？
Oh, every time the different John back forth. Lots of James, lots of Simeons and Simons. Yes. So don't be surprised. Two different Antiochs. If you get confused, welcome to the club.
所以不用感到很诧异啊，你觉得有点糊涂，那就欢迎你啊，的确是这样，因为圣经讲到很多个约翰，很多个雅各啊，很多个西门呢、啊，这连地名也有，就不同的安提阿。
All right, verse 13. Let's start reading there. And
我们看十三节，我们跳过一点内容，先看十三节。
Someone can read 13, 14, and 15, please.
谁帮我们读一下十三、十四和十五节？
保罗和他的同人从帕弗开船，来到庞菲利亚的别家，约翰就离开他们，回耶路撒冷去。他们离了别家，往前行，来到比西底的安提阿。在安息日进会堂坐下，读完了律法和先知的书，管会堂的叫人过去，对他们说：“二位兄台，若有什么劝勉众人的话，请说。”
All right, we'll read it together then in English. From Paphos, Paul and his companions sailed to Perga in Pamphylia, where John left them to return to Jerusalem. From Perga, they went on to Pisidian Antioch. On the Sabbath, they entered the synagogue and sat down. After the reading from the law and the prophets, the synagogue rulers sent word to them, saying, Brothers, if you have a message of encouragement for the people, please speak. All right, so they come to this town, Antioch in Pisidia, and they came there after this man, verse 13, John had left them to return to Jerusalem.
那他们来到比西底的安提阿，然后在这之前呢，约翰就离开他们去耶路撒冷去了。
In the verses that we didn't read, we find that Saul and Barnabas went out as missionaries, but they took this man John with them.
那在我没有读的那段经文里面呢，有这么一个细节，就保罗和巴拿巴出去的时候呢，带了一个人名叫约翰。
And he had two names. His name was John Mark.
他有两个名字啊，他的名字全部名称的叫约翰马可 ，John Mark.
We usually call him Mark, but he's John Mark or John or Mark.
我们一般呢，其实是称呼他是马可，就是马可福音的马可，但是我们不太有的时候也会叫他约翰。
He thought he was going to be a missionary too.
他觉得呢，他会是一个传教士了。
But he probably found it pretty difficult work.
但他发现可能这个做传道还是个挺辛苦的活。
And so he decided to go home. He basically quit.
所以他决定回家了，所以基本上他其实就是不干了。
That was a very big disappointment, probably to him, and to Paul, and to Barnabas, but nevertheless he did quit.
但这个呢，应该对他自己，也对保罗和巴拿巴呢是很失望的事。但不管怎么样，他就不干了。
But in a wonderful way, the Lord encouraged him and retrained him, if you like, and ultimately used him very, very much.
但之后呢，神鼓励了他，又或者说呢，又重新又训练了他。所以在之后后面的时间呢，神大大使用了他。
So he's the man in the Bible who wrote the gospel according to Mark.
所以这个就是圣经第二个福音书马可福音的作者了。
And ultimately Paul says of him, he's very useful to me.
而且最终呢，保罗也在他的书信里啊，说哎，马可是对我很有帮助的。
And in another place, we read that he was very useful to Peter.
然后在另外的地方我们也看见了他对彼得也非常有帮助。
So I want you to remember this, that sometimes you meet somebody who's a bit of a disappointment, and you say, oh dear, I'm not really sure that he was able to do the work that he should have done.
那有的时候呢，所以我要提醒大家，就是你可能会碰到一个人呢，让你很失望，啊，你会觉得，哎呀，这个好像他不太可能能做一些我觉得还有重要意义的事，他可能做不成了。
So if you run into a situation like that, you be patient with that person, and you keep loving him and encouraging him. Hopefully, he'll be useful for God in the future. You encourage him today.
所以我建议大家呢，碰到这个情形呢，你还是要多鼓励他，多爱他，持续的忍耐。那神也许呢，在这个过程中能够改变他，能让他为神所用。
But maybe more importantly, you might even find yourself a bit of a disappointment.
也许这个过程中你发现你就是这样的人哈，你是一个令人失望的人。
Okay, would you be encouraged by Mark? If you're a disappointment, and if you say, "Oh, I should have done this." I didn't do that. God must be very upset with me.
然后你会发现，哎呀，我是个挺令人失望的人。但这个时候你就会特别因着马可而感到安慰，因为你知道啊，本来按道理神是应该特别对我感到难过的，因为我很不堪。
Okay, if you're like that, you go back and say, Lord, I'm sorry for yesterday, but would you please?Help me and use me today.
所以你可以这样的情形，你就可以回到神面前，你说：“神啊，我主啊，我对不起啊，昨天的我呢，我感到很对不起。你能不能帮助我，鼓励我？今天你来带领我。”
And so if God can reclaim Mark, He can reclaim you and me.
如果主能够重新的鼓励带领马可，他也一样今天能够鼓励和带领你。
So what would Saul and Barnabas do if they went to a new city to teach people the truth of Jesus.
那保罗和巴拿巴当他去一个新的地方，他们怎么样做呢？来告诉别人关于耶稣的福音。
And they probably said, well, we should go to somewhere where people are willing to listen to us.
所以他就想了，那要不我们应该去一个地方，那个地方的人呢是愿意听这些道理的。
There's not much point in speaking if nobody's listening.
所以当你说的时候没有人愿意听，那你说的就没有意义了。
So they said, you know, there's all kinds of Jewish people in this town, and they get together in the synagogue every Sabbath, every Saturday, to hear the truth of God. They're listening for the truth of God. Let's go and tell them the truth of God about Jesus.
所以他们就在说呢，我们就要不去这去会堂，因为这里有好多的犹太人，那他每一个的安息日呢？他都会到会堂里呢，大家都是坐下来安静的想去听神的道，所以要不我们先去会堂，对会堂的犹太人来说这福音。
So they went to a synagogue, and a synagogue is in many respects just like a church in our day.
所以他们就去了会堂。那会堂呢，在很多的方面其实就像今天的教会一样。
And it's interesting, you learn a little bit about the church service here.
很有意思，就是当你今天看教会的这个服事哈。
They went in verse 15, they went into the synagogue, and the first thing was the reading from the law and the prophets.
你看在当时呢，他15节说读完了律法和先知的书，是先做是读律法和先知的书。
So when they went in, they would read from the law and the prophets. Why did they do that?
那他们一进去，他们先读这个，为什么呢？
Well, when you go to the house of God, you want to learn from God, don't you?
如果你先去的是神的家，那你总是要先从神那听他的话语。
So what they did when they got there was the readers would get up. At one point, the Lord Jesus Christ was the reader in the synagogue in Nazareth. And so they got up and they would read from the law, which is the Old Testament, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And then they would read from the prophets in the Old Testament. So every day there would be readings from the pulpit in the synagogue church service.
所以每一次呢，当人周六聚集在会堂的时候，一开始都是读旧约圣经的话啊。有一次呢，耶稣自己也做了这个读经的人，就他翻开圣经就来读圣经。这时候的圣经是什么呢？这时候圣经就是没有新约的旧约部分，就是创世纪启示啊，创世纪那个出埃及记、利未记，一直到生命记啊，你到后面的先知书，然后这一些的书呢，每一次都会有教会的人或者弟兄，他会起来来读这些书上的话。
So why don't we do that today?
啊，我们今天为什么不这么做呢？
Okay.
We have deep grace.
Okay. There's several answers to that. One is today each person has his own copy of the Bible.
那原因就是，就今天我们没有这么一个环节啊，没有说一进先来大家读一段。原因之一呢，就是今天每一个人手上都有这本书了。
In those days they didn't have that.
在那个时代呢，这个是普通人是没有这个，因为没有印刷术嘛。
Copies of the Bible would be very expensive because they had to all be written out longhand, and they would be very bulky because they were written on long scrolls.So everybody didn't have a copy; they had to listen.
所以那个时候呢，所有的圣经全是手抄在羊皮卷上的。所以一个方面呢，这个是非常的费时费力哈；另一方面呢，特别的重啊，就你一卷特别重，所以不太一普通的家庭不太可能有这些的经卷。
In those days, people trained their memory in a different way.
那个时代呢，大家训练记忆力的方法不一样。
And many people trained to listen to a conversation or to the reading of a book, listen so carefully that they would memorize every word they heard.
那有些人呢，他是 仔细的听听每一句话以后呢，他就把自己都这些话都记下来，就记在脑子里。
So often in Jewish history, there are examples of men, probably and women, who memorized the entire Old Testament.
所以在犹太人里面哈、啊，有一些的犹太人呢，他是能够把整本旧约圣经都背下来的。
Friend of mine who has preached here at 16th, Daniel Webster, teaches the Bible in West Africa, in Ghana.
那我有个朋友呢，以前在这边讲过道，他叫 Daniel 哈 ，Daniel Webster， 他在加纳啊，非洲的加纳呢，讲圣经。
One of his young men, who's probably 20, 21 years old, has memorized probably one-third of the New Testament.
他下面呢有一个年轻人，当地人，他几乎已经把新约圣经的三分之一已经背出来了。
So, what do you come to a synagogue for? What do you come to the church for? You come to hear the word of God.
那你来会堂来圣经来干什么呢？你来听神的话啊。
And that's why we've all got our Bibles open.
这就为什么我们都翻开圣经，其实都来读。
Because we want to learn what God says, not what somebody else thinks. We want to learn what God says.
因为我们想知道神说了什么。而不是别人说了什么。
But then the other thing about this service was that after they had the public reading of the Word of God, the leaders came to Saul and to Barnabas and said, listen, if you've got something to say to us, you may speak now.
那还有一个原因呢，就是当他们读完这一系列的经文以后呢，这个领头的他会去问保罗和巴拿巴，如果你们想要说什么，你们就来说吧。
And so in our church service, we don't do it enough, but we want to encourage people, the men who know the truth of God, we want them to say what God has taught them.
所以我们教会也会这么做哈，就是鼓励呢人自己站起来来讲呢，神跟他说的是什么。
So when they heard this, Saul said, yes, I've got something that I want to say, and he stood up to preach.
所以保罗听到这个呢，他说好，我有一些话要告诉他们，告诉你们。
So the question is, what would you say if you were the one who was invited to speak to this Jewish community in Antioch of Pisidia? They've never heard about Jesus. They know a little bit about the Old Testament. What would you say?
所以现在情形是，假设是你在当时这个场景里，你会说什么？对这么一群犹太人，他们完全没有听过耶稣的福音，知道一些关于旧约的事情，你会说什么呢？
In particular, if you were going to go back to China, and you met some people in China,who didn't know about the Bible and didn't know about Jesus, what would you say to them?
换个角度，假设你现在回中国，你在路上碰到的一个人完全没有听过福音的，你准备跟他说什么？
And so what you have in the verses following is the first sermon that was preached, or the first sermon that's recorded that was preached inThe missionary journey of Saul. It's a very, very important sermon. There's a sense in which it's a model sermon.
所以从16节开始往下啊，保罗这里呢就做了一段的讲道。这个应该是保罗所有一生的传道旅途中的第一篇讲道，或者换句话说呢，它某种意义上是他的一篇模范的讲道，非常重要的一个讲道。
All right, so we're going to start reading the model sermon, see if we can learn some truths of God from that. So, we'll read verses 16 down through 19.
我们先读一下16节到19节。
Yeah.
Yeah. 帮我们读一下16节到19节中文。
保罗就站起来举手说，以色列人和一切敬畏神的人请听。这以色列民的神拣选了我们的祖宗，当您寄居埃及的时候，抬举他们，用大能的手领他们出来，又在旷野容忍他们约有40年， 恕容忍或做抚养，既灭了迦南地七族的人，就把那地分给他们为业。
All right, verse 16 together. Standing up, Paul motioned with his hand and said, Men of Israel, and you Gentiles who worship God, listen to me. The God of the people of Israel chose our fathers. He made the people prosper during their stay in Egypt. With mighty power, he led them out of that country.
He endured their conduct for about 40 years in the desert.
He overthrew seven nations in Canaan and gave their land to his people as their inheritance. All right, so that's the way he begins his sermon.
这是他开始他的讲道的方式。
And what he says is, I want you all to know that God is good, that God has done good things for you, and that God is the God who does something.
所以他在这里想告诉以色列人呢，神是一个好神，神是一个在正在做事，还在做事的神，而且做的都是良善的事。
Okay, so he begins, he says, Men of Israel, you Gentiles who worship God, listen, the God of the people of Israel chose our fathers.
所以十七节他说，以色列民的神拣选了我们的祖宗。
He said, basically, God has been good to you, and he chose you in a special way.
他其实在说呢，神拣选了你们啊，一个特殊的方式，对你们很好。
People aren't really going to want to serve God unless they know He's a good God.
人除非得知神是一个很好的神啊，否则不太可能去服侍这个神。
And the best way to prove that God's a good God is to acknowledge that He's been good to me.
那最好的方式让我们知道神是一个好神呢，就是看见神对我的恩典。
So we used to sing a chorus here at the chapel that goes something like this. God, you've really been good to me.
我们曾经在教会有唱过这样的圣诗，它的歌词是说呢，神啊，你对我如此的好。
I can't remember where it goes from there. So Norma, what's the next line, please? That's right. No, this is a different one. This is, Lord, you've really been good to me. Lord, you've really been good to me. You took my burden and you set me free. Lord, you've really been good to me. That's your chorus is a good one too. But the one that I was thinking of is simply that one. You took my burden and you set me free. You've really been good to me. So if I went around the table, every one of us can say something about how good God has been to us.
对，这首歌词很简单，他就说，神啊，你对我如此的好，你带走我的负担，给我自由，神啊，你对我如此的好。我相信呢，我们走一圈，我们在这桌上的每一个人呢，你都能讲得出神对你的恩典的内容啊，有很丰富。
All right, and then he begins to tell them various ways in which God was good to them, but in particular the fact that God moved to help them, did something else to keep them going.
所以他讲了，这边讲了一些神对他们的恩典，特别的讲神如何的一直在行动中啊，就在发生的事情中一直怎么样的带领他们。
A lot of people think that God is a static God.
有一些人认为呢，神是个静止的神。
Okay, by static I mean he did something and that's the end of it and nothing else is going to change.
静止的意思就是神做了一点什么事，然后就停了，然后再不改变了，什么再不会动了。
But the message that Paul is preaching, Saul is preaching, is that God is very active and he keeps doing things.
然后保罗在这里要一直要给大家讲的一个概念就是，神是个非常主动，一直在做事情，他是不停的，他不是在那不动的这么样一个概念。
All of which says you and I have got to keep up with God.
所以我们要做的是，我们是要跟上神的这个带领。
He's doing something. Don't let him do something and you forget all about it. You keep up with God.
所以你不要让你做的一些神做的一些事呢，你根本也不了解啊。你要做的是要跟你自己要做到的是要跟上他。
And then verse 20, we'll keep reading now. Verse 20 down through 22, please.
那我们谁帮我们读一下二十到二十二节？
死后给他们设立士师，约有四五百十年，直到先知撒母耳的时候。后来他们求一个王，神就将便雅悯支派中基士的儿子扫罗给他们做王四十年。既废了扫罗，就选立大卫做他们的王，又为他做见证说，我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。
All right, we'll read it in together. All this took about 450 years. After this, God gave them judges until the time of Samuel the prophet. Then the people asked for a king, and he gave them Saul, son of Kish, of the tribe of Benjamin, who ruled 40 years. After removing Saul, he made David their king. He testified concerning him, I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will do everything I want him to do. All right, so what does God do? God gave them ruler after ruler, after ruler, after ruler.
神给了他们什么呢？给了他们一个又一个的头啊，一个又一个的领导人。
If God gives you a boss, what are you supposed to do?
如果神给你一个老板，你应该怎么样呢？
You're supposed to obey him. You're supposed to say yes, boss.
你最好呢也顺服他，你会说呢，是的，老板。
Okay. And sometimes when I was working in a big corporation,the big boss would say, Harold, I'm giving you a new boss.
有的时候我在大公司做的时候呢，那大老板会跟我说，说 Harold, 我要给你个小老板，你要听他的。
And when I got a new boss, I had to go over and sit in his office, and I would say, new boss, what do you want me to do?
如果我得到这个老板的时候呢，我一般会要搬到他的办公室去，我问他，那我现在要干什么呢？
And I had to make sure,that what I did was what the new boss wanted rather than what the old boss wanted.
所以我要确保呢，我做的事是这个新的老板要我做的，而不是旧的老板要我做的。
And so God sometimes changed bosses for these people.
所以神有的时候呢，对待这个以色列人，他会换他们的头啊，换他们的首领。
And they had to be ready to do what the new boss said.
所以他们要预备好呢，看这个新的领头人做的说的是什么。
Part of the story is that they went to God once, and they said, "God, we want a new boss."
这故事中的一部分哈，就是有一次他们来到先知呢，跟神说，说我们要一个新的领头人。
Verse 21。
二十一节。
Then the people asked for a king.
这就是他们做的，他说要求一个王了。
They said we don't want a new boss anymore.
他说我们不再要一个新的老板。
In particular, the reason they did that was they didn't want God to be their boss.
特别的原因就是因为他们不想，甚至也不想要神作为他们的老板。
And he actually gave them a new boss.
神就给了他们一个新的头。
But verse 22 says, after removing Saul, because the boss they asked for wasn't a very good boss.
所以二十二节说呢，就废了扫罗哈，就是因为这个扫罗不是一个特别好的王。
So God gave them a new boss.
神又给了他们一个新的王。
All right. So, I guess maybe verse 23 we can say this. Verse 22 again. It says, he gave them David. He testified concerning him, I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will do everything I want him to do.
他又为他做见证，说我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是我合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。
He reminded them that their choice of boss was bad.
所以他要神提醒这个犹太人啊，就是他们自己选的那个王其实是很糟糕的。
So he was kind enough to get rid of their boss and get a new one that was good.
所以神很有恩典啊，就把前的那个就是犹太人喜悦的扫罗给废了，然后给了他们一个新的，就是神喜悦的大卫。
All of which raises the very important question, who's your boss?
所有这些呢，都给了我们一个很重要的问题，谁是你的头？
What's the answer? My boss has got to be the boss that God wants to give me.
所以我的头，我的老板呢，一定得是神高我的，神定的，那才是真的。
That's what's wrong in the world today, isn't it? You're following the wrong boss.
这就是今天地上的人的麻烦啊，就跟错了老板。
And they're all fighting.
所以他们一直在打架。
And one man says, I want this boss.
有的人说呢，我要这个人做我的老板。
Another man says, I want this boss.
另外一个人说，我要那个人做。
But mostly they're saying, you ought to have my boss.
每一个人都说呢，你应该接受我选的这个老板。
Or,You should have this other boss.
你应该或者你应该接受另外一个人做老板。
And God says, I decide whose boss.
那神说呢，我来决定谁是那个头。
That's what the world has got to learn.
这就世界应该学习的东西。
We need Jesus to be our boss.
我需要耶稣成为我们的老板。
All right, let's read verses 23 and 4 and 5, please.
我们来看一下23节到25节。你继续找一位帮我们读一下。
从这儿的后裔中，神已经照着所应许的，为以色列人立了一位救主，就是耶稣。在他没有出来以先，约翰向以色列证明宣讲悔改的洗礼。约翰叫行进他的尘土说，你们以为我是谁？我不是基督，只有有一位在我以后来的，我解他鞋上的鞋带也是不配的。
All right. From this man's descendants, God has brought to Israel the Savior Jesus, as he promised. Before the coming of Jesus, John preached repentance and baptism to all the people of Israel. And as John was completing his work, he said, Who do you think I am? I am not that one. No, but he is coming after me, whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. Very, very good. So, David was the king. But God had said, I am going to send a son of David, one of David's descendants, and he is the boss that you should follow.
现在呢，大卫是王了，神又做了一个应许，他说我要在他的后裔里兴起一个人，他是真正未来要做王的。
Now these people all acknowledged that David was a good king, a good boss, and that he was appointed from God to be the boss. Everybody there was willing to say, yes, David was God's good boss for us.
所以大卫的时候呢，人们都认识到一点呢，大卫是一个非常好的王，也是神差给他们的，所以他们每个人也要这个王，所以大家对大卫的看法都是非常正面的。
So Saul said, all right, you all acknowledge David, but this is what David said.
所以你们每个人都很看好大卫，好像大卫怎么说呢？
Okay, so when you tell people about Jesus, what do you say? Do you go and say, I'm going to tell you what I think?
你告诉别人关于耶稣的事，你会怎么说？你会说我想告诉你我怎么想的吗？
No, you say no. This is what God thinks. This is what God has said.
你说这是神所说的，这是神所想的。
And so at this point, Saul is appealing to God, and he's appealing to them to acknowledge that God spoke through David, and David said, "You must follow my descendant."
I didn't get.
Okay, you must follow David, is what he was. You must follow David's son, is what he was saying.
就是你要跟从大卫的后裔哈，这是神要让我们做的，从这个人的后裔，这个人就是大卫，23节。
Okay, so he's basically saying that you're going to have to follow what David said was going to come, but before that. Before that, John the Baptist came.
所以大卫的后裔呢，神立了一个要出来做救主的，就是耶稣。但是在这之前呢，施洗约翰来了。
Why did John the Baptist come? He came to prepare the people so that when Jesus came, they would be ready to receive him.
那他来呢，是来预备他的民呢。所以当耶稣来的时候呢。这些人可以接受耶稣，这就是施洗约翰的位置了。
Okay, and John's message was repent because the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
所以约翰的传道的信息是什么呢？是悔改啊。
So, Saul's sermon then is God changes lots of things and he's going to change by bringing a new boss. You've got to be ready for the new boss.
所以他的信息就说呢，神开始要立一个新的王，要把一切都改了。那你要在这之前呢，你要悔改，预备好自己的心去接受这个王，其实就是耶稣了。
How do you get ready for him?
那你怎么样才预备好呢？
You've got to say, I'm a sinner.
就是你心里说我是个罪人
了。Here's God, the great God of heaven.And I haven't followed him the way I should follow him.
这是一个王，是从天上来的神啊，我按道理应该跟随他的。
Okay, I had better follow him because he's right and I have been wrong. And in order to prepare ourselves for the solution, you've got to acknowledge the problem.
所以我预备好去接受神的。关于罪的这个解决方案之前呢，我自己要预备好。我的预备方式就是我真的谦卑，知道自己是个罪人。
So the logic is always this: you can't solve the problem until you know you've got a problem.
所以这个逻辑呢，一直是这样的：你自己不能够去解决一个麻烦，除非你真的知道自己是有麻烦的。只有你自己知道有麻烦，你才需要一个解决方案。
So on Sunday morning, my friend drove up in his car. I was happy to see him. I said hello, and everything was fine.
所以星期天的早晨呢，我的一个朋友呢，就开车到教会来了，然后我看见他很高兴啊，我就跟他说打招呼。
Then I went to start my car, but it wouldn't start.
然后我去开我的车啊，我的车开不动了。
So I said to my friend, I need you to go and pick up Brother Ramalingam. Okay.
Yeah. 然后我就跟那朋友说呢，我说你啊需要去，因为我的车发不动了，你去把那个讲员的 Ramalingam 弟兄接过来。
The only reason he had to go was because I had a problem.
那他必须去接的原因是因为我有麻烦了，我这个车打不动了。
If he had said, I'll go and get him, I would say, no, I don't have a problem, I'll go get him.
如果他直接跟我说呢，我要去接他，我一定会说不不不，我不需要你接他，我自己可以去接。
But when I knew I had a problem, then he could be the solution.
当我知道我的车不行的时候呢，他就变成了我的需要了，因为他有解决方案。
But I don't need a solution until I know I got a problem.
但是呢，他这个解决方案我是不需要的，除非我知道我有麻烦了，除非我知道我车打不动了，我才需要他。
And if you don't know that your sin is a huge problem, then you're not going to be really happy when we tell you there's a Savior who can take away your sins.
所以除非你真的知道自己是个罪人，也知道这个罪如此的糟糕，带来巨大的审判，否则你不需要那个救主，否则你也不会觉得有人告诉你有一个救主是多么好的消息。
Most people on the street will tell you they like their sin.
所以很多人在街上你会去聊呢，然后他会说其实他挺喜欢他的罪的。
Okay, there's two things about sin.
所以关于罪呢是有两个方面的。
In the very, very short run, sin is good.
在非常短的时间里呢，罪给你带来是有一点点快乐的。
Afterwards, you find out how bad it is.
然后在这之后，很快你就会发现这是非常糟糕的。
Okay, so the little boy says, "I'm going to steal that chocolate bar."
比如说小男孩，他说我要去偷那个巧克力吃。
And he steals the chocolate bar, and he says that's very good.
所以当他偷到的时候，他会说什么？哎，这很好啊。
And then ultimately, he finds out. That when you steal things, you get into real trouble. Always says that's very bad. I never should have done that.
但是很快呢，当他发现其实偷东西就会有后果，他就会意识到啊这个后果的严重，他就会想，早知道就不做这个事儿。
And so remember that the devil's program has always been this: do it now, pay later.
所以要记得哈。魔鬼的这个逻辑永远都是这样的，现在做，代价以后再说。现在先享受再说。
That when you sin, you only get a little bit, but when you pay later, you pay back a lot.
但是麻烦在于呢，你现在因着罪所带来那点快乐太小太小，但以后要付上的代价却是无法承担的。
So all kinds of people will tell you, you go to them later on in life.And you say, did that sin, did that really pay off? Oh, they say, what a heartbreak and sorrow that was.
所以很多的人，当你在他一生晚一些的时候，你再去跟他聊，看看他早年的那些罪的后果，他的回应一定是说，哎，这个东西非常的可怕，很糟糕。
And so Jesus is the solution to our problems, but you'll never come to Jesus until you realize.Sin is bad, and you're in deep trouble.
所以耶稣是真的是那个特别好的救主，但是呢，他成为救主的重要前提是你真的看见你有大的麻烦，因着罪而来的巨大的麻烦，你才会需要这个救主。
Okay, and so John had two messages. Number one, you must repent of your sin and say sin is really bad.
所以约翰呢，在这二十四节里的这施洗约翰，他有两个信息。第一个呢，他告诉你，你要悔改你的罪，认识到你的罪非常的糟糕。
And then he went further and he said you should be baptized.
然后接着呢，二十五节他就继续往前说呢，他说你要受洗啊。
Why did he say the people who've done bad things and repented should be baptized?
他为什么会说呢，人做了坏事悔改要受洗呢？
Because they had to say, my sin is so bad that I'm going to go public with the fact that I need help. I have a sin problem.
所以这里面的逻辑就是他真的意识到自己是一个罪人，这个罪如此的糟糕，他就会愿意向公众，其实受洗是向所有的人讲的，我知道我错了，我特别需要一个帮助，特别需要一个救赎。
So the verse in the Old Testament in Proverbs says, "He who covers his sin will not prosper."
所以旧约呢，说遮掩其罪的那人是有福的。
But it also says he who confesses and forsakes his sin will find mercy.
Song, right?
Well, I'm not sure where the verse is found. Someone, but that is the verse. I'll quote it to you again. He who covers his sin will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes his sin will find mercy.
就是说呢，那个藏起来把它最藏起来的啊，他是不会通达的。但是呢，那个承认自己的罪，需要救赎的，他是能够得着怜悯的，因为神会赦免他。
So when John the Baptist was alive, he was preaching repentance, and people would come to him and they would say, John, I too am a sinner. I've got a sin problem. I repent of my sin, and John baptized them. This was before Jesus even came.
所以在施洗约翰施洗的时候呢，耶稣还没有来。 所以在那个时候呢，每一个来到施洗约翰面前的人都是知道自己是个罪人，他向众人宣告：“我需要救赎，我需要从神来的恩典。” So
when the Lord Jesus Christ did come, all these people were ready for him because they already knew that they were sinners and they needed help.
所以当施洗约翰之后，耶稣来的时候呢，在施洗约翰那里是。 行过悔改洗礼的人就全都预备好了，就他们都知道他们是个罪人，所以耶稣的救恩来，他们就能够很自然的接受了。
All right, let's keep reading, and we'll read now just a little bit of the story of the Lord Jesus, verses 26 to 31, please.
我们读一下26到31节，就是一点点关于耶稣基督的故事。26到31，谁帮我们中文读一下？
弟兄们，亚伯拉罕的子孙和你的中间敬畏神的人呐，这旧事的道是传给我们的耶路撒冷居住的人和他们的长官长，因为不认识基督，也不明白每安息日所读众先知的书，就是就把基督定了死罪，正应了先知的预言。虽然查不出他有当死的罪来，还是求比拉多杀他。 继承旧了经上指着他所记的一切话，就把他从木头上取下来，放在坟墓里。神却叫他从死里复活。从那从加利利从他上耶路撒冷的人多日看见他，这些人如今在民间是他的见证。All
right, let's try it in English. Brothers, children of Abraham, and you God-fearing Gentiles, it is to us that this message of salvation has been sent. The people of Jerusalem and their rulers did not recognize Jesus, yet in condemning him, they fulfilled the words of the prophets that are read every Sabbath. Though they found no proper ground for a death sentence, they asked Pilate to have him executed. When they had carried out all that was written about him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead. And for many days he was seen by those who traveled with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. They are now his witnesses to our people. All right. So he starts out by saying, the message is to you. God's Son is going to come. The Savior is going to come. John said he's coming, but he's come. And so the message is to you.
所以这里他在说呢，这个信息是给你们的。 施洗约翰说他会来啊，这个人来了就是神，这个信息是给你们这些人的。A
lot of people say the message of the Bible is for someone else.
很多人会觉得信神的福音是给别人的。No,
the message is for me. The message is for you.
信息就是给你给我的。And
then he talks about the Lord Jesus.
然后接着呢，他就讲了关于耶稣基督。But
what does he say about the Lord Jesus?
那他讲了什么呢？关于耶稣。
It's interesting, he doesn't talk about all the miracles he did.
很有意思呢，他并没有在讲耶稣做的一切的神迹。
He doesn't talk about all the wisdom that he taught.
他也没有在说耶稣讲的那些很智慧的道。
He doesn't talk about all the kindness that he showed.
他也没有说耶稣所显明的那么大的良善。
He says the important thing is he died.
他说了一件最重要的事，就是耶稣死了。
And then we're going to see it in the next verses. The most important thing he says is he rose again from the dead. I think four times now we're going to read it. He rose again, he rose again, he rose again, he rose again.
然后紧跟着他就在下一节呢，就讲了耶稣从死里复活了。他把这个事情看得如此之重呢，他甚至在后面的经文里连续四次重复了这样的一个内容，耶稣又复活了，复活了，复活。
Why is that important?
为什么这个重要呢？
Because he's alive today.
那就意味着他今天是活的。
And because he's alive today, he is the only hope we have for our salvation.
正是因为他今天是活的，我们才有盼望来看待我们的救恩呢。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
Because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me.
因为耶稣说，我是道路、真理和生命啊，没有人不借着我能到父那里去。
And because he's alive today, who is going to judge us on judgment day?
那正是因为他是活的，那今天是，要审判的话，谁是坐在审判台上的？
Jesus is the judge.
他是那个审判官的。
And the judge is going to say to each one of these people and each one of us on judgment day, he's going to say, Did you do what I told you to do?
所以，他会对我每个人说啊，他说你有没有做我告诉你所做的呢？
He's going to say, Remember, I'm the new boss.
你要记得啊，我是那个新的头啊，新的领导。
Okay.And he's not only the new boss, he's the judge.
他而且是那个审判，审判者。
Okay, and when I worked for a big company, after I reported to the new boss, a few weeks later, he would come to me and say, Did you do what I told you to do?
就像我在一个公司里做的时候，过了几个星期呢，我的领导回来问我，我告诉你的事，你做完了没有？
And I had to say, Yes, boss, or I was in deep trouble.
我会说呢，是的，我做完了，否则我就会有大麻烦了。
Okay, Jesus Christ rose from the dead. He is boss.
所以耶稣是从死里复活的，他现在依然活着，他是那个新的头。
Now the things that were not said are very, very true.
所以这
the things that were not said about the fact that he so did the miracles and he.Gave wisdom and he taught and he showed his power and so on. All that's true.
所有其他没有在这里提到的，比方说他的良善，他行的那些神迹，这全都是真的。
But it wouldn't really matter if it weren't true, would it?
就如果这个不是真的，其实也没有那么大的重要。
He's still the boss.
因为他也是那个头。
So, what do you do if you report to a good boss?You do what he says, don't you?
你向一个老板报道的时候，你会做什么？你会做他所要做的，是不是？
What do you do if you report to a bad boss?
如果你向一个不好的老板报道，你要做什么呢？
What do you do if you report to a bad boss?
Tell the lie.
You do what he says.
你依然沿着做他要做。
He's boss. Good boss, bad boss, what difference does it make? You still got to do what he says.
就是总是要做他要你做的嘛，不管他是好坏。
So the whole important thing is Jesus Christ is the new boss.
所以最重要的是你要知道他是那个头啊，他是那个领头的。
And they've all got to do what he says. Now he's a good boss.
但是呢，他的确是一个好的。
But if he weren't a good boss, we'd all be in real trouble because we've still got to do. He's
如果他不是那个好的头，我们是有大麻烦，因为我们怎么也得要做他要做的事。
All right, what did they do with him? They took him out, they crucified him.
他们怎么对待这个头呢？他们把他钉死了。
But then he rose from the dead.
但是耶稣却从死里复活了。
What kind of a boss is he?
他是怎么样的老板呢？
He's a very powerful boss.
他是非常有能力的老板。
I had a boss. Do you know what they used to call him? They used to call him the bulldozer.
我有一个老板，他们都给他起个外号叫那个推土机，好像是。
Okay, you know what a bulldozer is?
寸草不生。
Okay, if the bulldozer is coming like this, what do you do? You get out of the way.
所以这边一个推土机在开的时候，你会怎么样呢？你最好在他前面让开。
My boss was a bulldozer, and so when I spoke to him, I said yes, sir. And when he spoke to me, I said yes, sir, and I left and I did what he told me to do because he's the bulldozer.
所以就像我面对我的老板的时候呢，他的绰号叫做推土机啊，所以我总是他不管让我做什么，我总是得去做。
All right, so, verse 32, let's keep reading.
我们继续再往下读啊，三十二节。
Verse 32, we tell you the good news. What God has promised our fathers, he has fulfilled for us, their children, by raising up Jesus. As it is written in the second Psalm, you are my son. Today I have become your father. The fact that God raised him from the dead, never to decay, is stated in these words. I will give you the holy and sure blessings promised to David. So it is stated elsewhere, you will not let your Holy One see decay. All of these verses, three promises saying Jesus Christ will rise from the dead.
那这样的三节啊，从三十二节往后，读到三十五节和刚才，他其实三次讲到了一个重要的应许，就是耶稣基督会复活。
All right. So, what is the most important part of this sermon? Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. That's the one fact that makes it all important.
所以这里其实都是告诉我们一个很重要的信息。耶稣基督会复活，最后他的确是复活了。所以，但这里讲的经文全是旧约的经文。
All right, verses 36 and 37.
三十六节和三十七节。
For when David had served God's purpose in his own generation, he fell asleep. He was buried with his fathers, and his body decayed. But the one whom God raised from the dead.Did not see decay.
所以三十六节，大卫在世的时候遵行了神的旨意，就睡了，归到他祖宗那里，已见朽坏；唯独神所复活的，他并未见朽坏。
All right, and then verses 38 and 39 are the completion of this sermon. All the rest is introductory to this great truth in 38 and 39.
所以三十八和三十九节呢？他就把所有这个讲道呢归到了一个总结上哈，就前面的总结到三十八节了。
All right, so someone will read 38 and 39 in Chinese, and then we'll read it in English, and then we'll comment on it.
那我们先用中文读一下这两节。
所以弟兄们，你们当晓得，赦罪的道是由这人传给你们的。你们靠摩西的律法，在一切不得称义的事上，信靠这人，就都得称义了。
Therefore, my brothers, I want you to know that through Jesus, the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. Through him, everyone who believes is justified from everything you could not be justified from by the law of Moses. All right, that's what it's all about. Why did Jesus die? In order that we could have forgiveness of sins.
那为什么耶稣死呢？因为他这样的话可以让我们能够得着赦罪的恩典。
How do we get forgiveness of sins? We believe on what Jesus has done for us.
那我们怎么得着呢？就是我们相信，相信耶稣为我们所做的。
Who's the new boss?
谁是那个新的老板呢？
It's Jesus.
就是耶稣。
What do we have to do? We've got to believe him.
我们要做什么呢？我们要相信他。
How would you prove you believe him?
那我们怎么样能够证明我们相信他？
You would follow him, wouldn't you?
你跟随他，你就相信他了。
You say, I believe you, I'll follow you.
你说我相信你，就是我要跟随你。
That's what they did. That's what Peter and Andrew did. That's what James and John did.
这就是彼得做的，这也就是安德烈和约翰他们做的。
They just got up, turned around, started following Jesus.
他们就起来啊，放下手中的渔网，跟随了耶稣。
And it doesn't matter where you start, but your objective is always, the necessity is always, you come and follow Jesus. You say, I believe him, therefore I'm going to follow him.
所以你决定跟随他，你决定相信他，你就会最终跟随他。
Now earlier I quoted for you the verse. Norma says it's in Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 13, and it says this: He who covers his sin will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes his sin will have mercy.
这就是刚才说的那节经文呢，实际是箴言书的28:13哈，刚才已经说过一遍了。然后我把原文读一下给大家：一遮盖自己罪过的必不亨通，承认离弃罪过的必蒙连续。这是箴言的28:13。
So the question is, how do we get mercy if we confess and forsake our sin?
那我们问题是我们该怎么样得着这样的赦免？
Answer: Jesus died on the cross to pay the price of our sin. So that God can show mercy to us if we believe and forsake.
所以答案就是耶稣替我们死在十字架上，就是我们相信他，我们就得着了神的赦罪之恩。
So our responsibility then is to say, Lord, it's true. I'm a sinner. I need help. Jesus is your only help for me. I believe him.
所以我们的回应是，主啊，我需要救主，我需要帮助，基督是那唯一的救恩，那我相信他，我接受他的救恩。
Now this was a big change for these people because they'd been following the Old Testament and they hadn't heard about Jesus.
那这个对于当时的他们来说呢，是非常大的一个改变，因为他们一直在跟随旧约的带领啊。
And this is a big change for you and me because we've been going our own way, but we've got to turn from that and say, I know I'm going to go Jesus' way, just the same way as these people had to say, I'm going to turn from my old way, I'm going to follow Jesus. He's the new boss.
所以这个对于我们来说也是一个大的改变，因为我们一直在我们自己的路上往前走啊。那我们现在要转向耶稣，也一样要经历这个过程，承认自己是一个罪人，接受他的救恩，这也是一个特别大的变化。
All right, so that's basically the first sermon that we have recorded for Paul's journey. He goes to the other side of the world, and this is what he says.
那所以这个是保罗的第一篇讲道，他要开始他一个漫长的传道旅程中的第一篇讲道。
Okay, any questions now? This is maybe a good place to leave it for this week. Any question or comment?
我们先暂时停在这里啊，下一周我们会继续。那先问一下大家有没有什么问题，就到这一篇的讲道的内容。有什么问题吗？
All right.I'm not sure what is next. I'm trying to run back in my mind to see what I omitted. See if you've got anything that you would like further clarification on. There was a big change required in these people.
所以这对于这些人来说呢，其实是需要有个特别大的变化和改变。
They basically acknowledged all this, but you see, they hadn't before said, "My hope is now in Jesus." And when they did that, why, they had to realize the implications. They weren't following the old boss, Moses. They were following the new boss, Jesus. That was a big change.
因为他们一直是以旧约的摩西为他们的领头人的，所以对他们来说，这个巨大的改变，他们要从摩西的律法里走出来，转向耶稣，看见自己的罪与不义，而不是用自己的努力去行权摩西的律法。他看见自己的罪与不义，接受这个新的救主，这样的一个转变其实是一个特别大的变化。
So next time we'll find out what the response of all this was.
那下一周我们会来看呢，这样的讲道之后，人们的反应是什么？回应是怎么样的
？It is interesting, isn't it? The message like this is a message that demands response.
所以很有意思呢，这样的信息它有一个潜在的这个状态啊，它其实是需要人回应的。他其实把一个问题给出来了，把信息给出来，他需要你做选择。
And that's why the Lord says to each of us that now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. There's got to be a response.
所以这就是为什么耶稣说啊，就是现今天就是得救的日子。得救的意思就是你自己要做一个决定和选择。
All right. Well, I think that's probably all for today then.
就是今天的内容，我们先停在这儿。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起来做个结束的祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for making the message clear and plain.
主啊，我们要谢谢您让这样的信息非常的简单也清晰。
Lord, we're really thankful that Jesus is the boss.
我们要谢谢您，耶稣是我们的头。
We marvel that He loves us as much as He does.
我们要如此的感恩他做了如此众多的事情。
We marvel that he is so good and kind and caring.
他如此的好，如此的和善，如此的顾念我们。
We thank you, Lord, that you've made it so easy for us to get this forgiveness of sins and the new life that comes from following you.
也谢谢您让我们有如此简单的方法来跟随您解决我们罪的后果。
And so, Lord, our prayer is that each of us will say, Lord Jesus, I want you to be my Savior. I want you to be my Lord. I want you to be my new boss.
主啊，我们的祷告是我们每一个人都能来到您面前说，我愿意接受基督成为我的救主，成为我的王。
And so, Lord, we give you thanks. We look to you for blessing now. We pray that you will bless everyone who's here and those who are often with us who aren't here today. Bless them too, we pray.
主啊，我们也为今天我们来的每一位和还没有来也常在我们当中的人都一起献上感恩和祈求。
And we ask this in Jesus' name.
这样的祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen. Amen.